Over the past year, we've talked about the skyrocketing housing costs in San Francisco, and now neighboring Bay Area cities are feeling the ripple effect as people leave San Francisco in search of affordable housing elsewhere. So with prices rising fast, renters are holding on tight to their homes, even if crime within their neighborhoods is going up. Mills student reporter Kim Ip takes us to one apartment building in the San Antonio neighborhood of Oakland to find out how families are dealing with the trade-off between affordable and safe housing.
Chicken salad and tostadas are the first things you smell as you step into the Lopez family apartment. About six people are sitting around a coffee table sharing a meal. Each of the tiny studio apartments houses one family. With 24 families in the building, the space is at full capacity. In the Lopez apartment, food is in the kitchen.
Smells so good. What does that smell?
I walk over to a makeshift table on wheels.
Chicken with cream, carrots, and some chili. Would you like to try one?
The Lopez family has lived in this studio apartment for 13 years.
I was 3 years old when we got here.
The family moved here from Mexico. Edgar grew up in this apartment, along with his brother and sister. He says the kids had a lot of fun playing in the parking lot.
We used to love to play here, hide-and-go-seeks under the cars, on top of them, all that. Play cops and robbers, all that.
He takes me out back to show me his favorite childhood spot.
Oh, no. Right there where the bike wheel is where we used to go and hang out. We used to get on top of here and go through a roof and just jump down.
He's pointing to a garbage dumpster with a small square of dirt next to it. Now it's covered in broken wood. When Edgar was young, the kids would climb down from the outdoor stairwell onto the railing and then jump into the mess.
There used to be buckets of trash that we'd land on, and we just played around in there. Yeah.
Edgar says he and his friends were pretty free to roam the apartment building. They could make noise and mischief and play outside in the neighborhood.
When we were young, there used to be no silence. We literally used to be outside at 9, just here.
9 o'clock?
Yeah, before it got bad.
It got bad, he says, because crime around the apartment increased dramatically.
Well, when it started getting more dangerous, like, just random people would come in with, like, beer, alcohol, cigars, all that, and start smoking or drinking inside here.
Besides loitering, Edgar says there was a spike in prostitution about 6 years ago that the neighborhood is now notorious for. Suddenly, all the kids had a curfew.
At 9 sharp, they would all come inside. Like, you had to be at home by 9.
Or else.
You get a whooping.
Edgar says when things started getting bad outside, he had to play inside.
And I used to come in here and watch him play, like, Doom 3 and, like, other games. And we would play, like, Smash Bros. And stuff like that.
No me siento muy contenta con que él vea juegue mucho, pase mucho tiempo jugando.
Edgar's mom, Evangelina Lopez, is not happy that her son is holed up inside, in front of a screen so much.
Entonces, como mamá, me siento preocupada.
As a mother, I get worried because I know it's not a positive environment. But at the same time, I'm afraid when he goes out in the streets because something could happen to him. So I'm between a rock and a hard place.
That hard place she's referring to is the reality of the crime happening around their neighborhood. Their apartment faces International Boulevard, where Edgar can see and hear it all.
I saw a girl be beaten, like, right in front of the house, like, across the street. You could just see it. There was no cars parked there, so it was, like, two Afro guys, Afro-American, and just beating up a girl.
Edgar says at first it was shocking to see fights in the street, but over time, he just got used to it.
I used to see it, like, starting from maybe when I was 9, but now that I'm, like, older, I don't really see much of it. Like, I hear about it, but I don't really see it. I think there's a lot worse places in Oakland to live in, so I just pretty much say I better live here than over there, you know.
Teresa Salazar has lived in the building for nearly 2 decades. Like the Lopez family, Salazar says conditions here are deteriorating. One time, she came home from shopping in the middle of the day to find two people having sex in the lobby.
I opened the door, and the man and the prostitute is in sex act. It's 2 o'clock p.m. It's in a day. I opened the door. Oh, my God. Come on, come on, come on.
Salazar told the apartment manager, but she says he said he couldn't help.
Well, it's not my role. Please.
So she went all the way to the city council.
There are so many people, so many complaints about it.
That's Mandolin Mendoza, an aide to Pat Kernahan, council president and representative for the San Antonio district.
You know, if no one complains, we'd never find out about it.
Which happens a lot. Many people, especially those in low-income areas, don't know how to navigate the city bureaucracy, or they're intimidated. And some people just don't trust the government.
A lot of people, as you've probably noticed, are very scared that they'll get deported or things like that.
So a lot of these types of problems go unreported. But in the case of this apartment complex, people did complain, and the city is taking action.
Well, OPD is involved, and the neighborhood services coordinators are also involved. So, and they spend a lot more time out there, and they know all about the situation, so they make regular stops.
And that's pretty much the most the city can do. The problems of the apartment complex aren't explicitly stated in California's renters' rights, so there's no clear regulation about how to proceed.
There's no real guidelines for it. We have to give the manager a fair chance to correct the problem.
And Mendoza is optimistic that will happen.
I think that there is hope. I believe in this situation we are going to correct it.
But for the residents of the apartment complex, the question is whether that will happen soon enough. Evangelina Lopez has noticed a change out on the streets.
The crime and prostitution have been getting worse all the time, so crime like robberies has increased. I feel unsafe, and that's why at around 5 or 6, people are inside their houses because of fear, fear of being attacked.
Por temor a ser agredido, asaltado, o alguna otra cosa peor.
She says it makes her angry that she's starting to get used to these housing conditions.
If you're from a low-income family, that's why you live in this building. We have cockroaches, there's rats, and, well, we can't leave because we can't pay any higher rent.
So the Lopez family feels stuck. Rent is relatively cheap in this area of Oakland. Studios go for about $600 a month, much less than most parts of the city. So for now, Evangelina and Edgar will have to make do at the apartment on International Boulevard.
But like your question, do you think you will stay here? Well, you never know, but as of now, the answer is yes. We have no other option.
Maybe not yet. City officials are working to find other options for people like the Lopez family. But they say reform is slow and progress takes a lot longer than anyone would like. For Cross Currents, I'm Kim Ip.